And we'll start this hour in Tennessee, where Obamacare appears to be in big trouble. This week, the commissioner of the state's Department of Commerce and Insurance said the state's health care exchange market is very near collapse. Commissioner Julie Mix McPeak signed off on severe rate hikes intended to stabilize the system, but now Tennesseans buying insurance on the exchange could see their premiums soar by as much as 62% next year.
I know that we are talking about significant dollars to Tennessee families, and I don't take that lightly at all. But I think it is a worse situation not to have any option available.
We're going to talk about the national picture in a moment, but first let's get to Tennessee and Emily Siner, who covers this with Nashville Public Radio. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Well, is it true that the system is very near collapse? And if so, why?
Well, it's definitely strained. Insurance companies say that they've been losing money on people who buy insurance on the exchange ever since the Affordable Care Act went into effect. This portion of Tennesseans is apparently less healthy than insurance companies expected, or they go to the doctor more. So essentially, insurance companies say they budgeted wrong. They didn't charge enough for premiums in the first place, and now they're losing a lot of money. And some insurers have already pulled out of the marketplace in Tennessee, like United Healthcare is no longer going to be on it next year. There are only three companies left. And the commissioner says every insurance company that leaves just puts more strain on the other companies, and it kind of increases the risk that that will cause every insurer to leave.
Every insurer to leave. Right now, the one insurer that operates statewide is Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. So what happens to people who see their premiums go up? Do they have any other options, or are there some people who only have one?
Yeah, about half the state next year will only have one option, which is a big difference from this year, where every county in the state has more than one option. So a lot of the state will not have any sort of competition or any way to compare prices. For consumers, if you look at the sticker price alone, it is pretty tremendous. For example, a 35-year-old living in Nashville who buys insurance with Blue Cross Blue Shield would pay $518 a month next year, up from $332 a month this year. So that's a really dramatic jump. But according to both the state and the Department of Health and Human Services, the vast majority of people who buy on the exchange don't pay the sticker price. A lot of people qualify for subsidies based on income, and that sort of just depends on each consumer. A report released this week from the Department of Health and Human Services says that 83% of people in Tennessee will actually pay less than $100 a month, which is obviously more manageable, but it just kind of depends on a number of different factors.
Have the insurance companies or the state given any guarantee that this rate hike will work, or is it possible that there will be more big premium increases like this in the future?
It's definitely possible. I mean, they say that the goal is that this will allow insurance companies to break even next year, so they won't lose money, and therefore they won't leave the exchange. But it entirely depends on who actually signs up for the marketplace and how much they go to the doctor and how healthy they are. So if a greater number of people go who cost a lot, then the insurance companies might still lose more money, and in which case it could keep sort of spiraling.
That's Emily Siner with Nashville Public Radio. Emily, thanks.
Thank you.
So what does what's happening in Tennessee mean for Obamacare as a whole? For more on that, we're joined by Sarah Cliff, senior editor at Vox.com. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
And is Tennessee the only state that's having problems like this, where the system is said to be very near collapse?
It is not. You are actually seeing pretty widespread reductions in competition in Obamacare next year. One of my colleagues here and I, we actually just released a new analysis yesterday, which shows that one in four counties that use healthcare.gov are on track to have just one insurance carrier in 2017. And that's a big change. And kind of some other numbers to put this in perspective. Last year, we had just had one state that was only served by one insurance carrier. Right now, it looks like we're going to have five states that will have just one health plan. And so Tennessee's not actually in that group because they have some insurance plans that sell in parts of the state. These are five states that, you know, the entire state just has one insurance plan to choose.
And what went wrong?
So I think these are some of the issues that have already come up, is that the people who have signed up have been sicker than insurance companies expected. I think right now you see a lot of finger pointing at the individual mandate, which I'm sure A lot of people remember from some very fierce debates in a Supreme Court decision that the requirement to buy insurance was not nearly strong enough, that the fees, which are $695 for the entire year, are much lower than actually buying insurance. So you've kind of it seems like we've seen a lot of young people who are healthy just sit out the market, and then the insurance companies end up with enrollees who are much sicker than they expected, and all of a sudden the premiums don't cover the medical costs.
So what's likely to happen now? I mean, are insurance companies willing to try to work this out and fix it? We already saw Aetna decide to pull out of a number of states when it comes to Obamacare, but are insurance companies trying to fix it? Are people trying to fix this, or are we just going to watch the system collapse?
So it really varies a lot, insurance company and insurance company and state to state. One of the things, you know, would like to mention is you have some states that are doing great, like California or New York or Texas actually have a lot of insurance companies. They have really vibrant insurance markets. And this was true before Obamacare, too, that these are big states with big populations, urban areas. They're very attractive to insurance companies. The states that are struggling tend to be lower income states, states with more rural populations where insurance companies don't see as big of a business opportunity. What you generally see happening is I don't expect collapse of the marketplaces. Instead, it looks like we're going to have a lot of insurance markets that are served by just one carrier, usually a Blue Cross Blue Shield plan, and that patients will have somewhere to get care, but they won't have the choice that Obamacare promised them.
And as we see in any industry that consolidates and one player is in the game, the prices are going to go up. We talked about that happening in Tennessee, but I imagine that means some people are going to lose their health insurance because they won't be able to pay those premiums.
Yeah, that definitely is the worry of having carrier markets with just one carrier. And, like was mentioned earlier, these subsidies in Obamacare do really help. About 85% of people using Obamacare are getting a subsidy from the government. So they're not really feeling those rate hikes as much. I think actually, where there'll be a tension point is the government, because the government subsidies are going to keep going up and up and up. And you can bet that Republicans next year are going to say, wait a minute, why are we paying all these exorbitant premiums to insurers?
Sarah, we just have about a minute left, but I want to ask you, we're talking about the system that exists right now. What if there were no Obamacare? Would we have seen premiums go up as much as they have or even more without the system that was put in place?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I think the answer is yes. There's actually some research that suggests premiums have gone up lower than expected with Obamacare. And I think, to add on to your question, we'd also have 20 million fewer people who didn't have insurance. So it definitely is true that Obamacare has increased the number of Americans with coverage. We have the lowest uninsured rate in decades. At the same time, the place where it's really seems to be failing right now is providing consumers a good choice of which plan that they enroll on.
That's Sarah Cliff, who oversees health coverage at Vox.com. And Sarah mentioned her new article about Obamacare. We will link you to that at hereandnow.org. Sarah, thanks as always.
Thank you so much.